Doctors are cautiously welcoming plans to resume elective surgery. It was suspended last month in response to the pandemic. The National Cabinet will decide this week whether some procedures, including IVF, can start again. Medicos say the resumption needs to be gradual and carefully managed, as the threat of coronavirus isn't behind us. Sarah Sedgie reports.
Although the threat of Australia's health system being swamped by coronavirus patients has eased, some doctors are cautious about predicting what lies ahead. Dr. Rodney Mitchell is the president of the Australian and New Zealand College of Anaesthetists.
The situation is still very uncertain, and the demand in the coming months for PPE is very uncertain, and the outcome of this whole pandemic in Australia is still very, very uncertain.
As the National Cabinet prepares to consider restarting some elective surgery, particularly IVF, Dr. Mitchell says health authorities must be vigilant.
The presidents of the medical colleges involved in operating and the College of Perioperative Nurses, we all agree on the need to recommence non-urgent elective surgery because this is such an important part of patient treatment, and particularly for those people who are living with pain or, you know, reduced function. But we have very good evidence that resumption of elective surgery needs to be done very carefully. So it must be done in small steps. My concern, the concern of all the presidents, is that we're going to go too quickly.
Not all elective surgeries were stopped last month. Category 1 patients considered urgent, and some Category 2 patients in exceptional circumstances were still operated on. But the prospect that other surgeries, including IVF treatment, could resume is welcome news for Professor Michael Chapman from IVF Australia, which has clinics in New South Wales and the ACT.
I've had a number of very upset patients because they can't see the, you know, just as none of us can see when this might end fully, very upset that they may be missing the opportunity to have a baby, particularly those with lower ovarian reserve, those patients in the older age groups. So, you know, I've seen have some very distressed patients, and I'm very pleased that we'll be able to move forward with them very soon.
If elective surgery restrictions are eased, many orthopaedic patients waiting for joint replacements, for example, could be back on the surgery list. Dr. Andrew Ellis is the president of the Australian Orthopaedic Association.
It means a lot for the patient. So the burden of disease in musculoskeletal conditions can be really high. They can have trouble walking out of the house. They can have trouble shopping, dressing. They might have suffered a workplace injury and can't return to work of those that are left in work. So they're restricted from participating in work and in society due to their pain and disability.
The prospect of elective surgery resuming sooner than previously expected is partly thanks to an increase in supplies of personal protective equipment, including masks. Dr. Andrew Ellis says it's encouraging that parts of the health system may be finding a road out of the coronavirus pandemic.
Patients and orthopaedic surgeons will welcome a return to orthopaedic surgery if it can be done safely both for the healthcare workers and safely for our patients. I believe it can be done safely and in a controlled manner.
And that's Dr. Andrew Ellis, who's the president of the Australian Orthopaedic Association, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.